This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment. Doubt of pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Show, everyone. I'm going to give you the number right now so you can call in the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Donald Trump made some major announcements today. We're going to go over them. One thing to remember here. This is very important to remember. Remember that Mr. Obama failed to enforce the existing immigration laws over the past 8 years. In fact, people often said that we needed to comprehensive immigration reform. Remember that? Comprehensive immigration reform. We heard that over and over again from both Republicans and Democrats. No, we don't need comprehensive immigration reform. What we need is, we need to enforce the immigration laws that are already in place. You see, there are many immigration laws that people want that are already in place, but they're not enforced. That all changes today. President Trump is headed to the Department of Homeland Security, where he intends to announce action today on a host of immigration measures, including building the wall, suspending the refugee program, and ending sanctuary cities. I am told that the president will sign an executive order to proceed with the construction of the wall along the border with Mexico. He will also suspend the refugee program, but not with a blanket ban on Muslims. Instead, he will prohibit immigration from terrorism hotspots around the world. I'm also being told that President Trump intends to crack the whip on sanctuary cities. He can, through an executive order, prohibit federal funds going to cities currently willfully violating U.S. law by harboring illegal aliens. Likewise, in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has announced his intention to withhold state funds from Travis County, Texas, whose sheriff has declared Austin, Texas, a sanctuary city. Lastly, I am also being told not to expect much action on DACA right now. The president will order ICE to focus on deporting those with criminal records. Now, I want people to understand what's going on here. The swiftness of these actions going on. It really is a thing to behold. Remember we were told, by the way, Trump doesn't really mean it. He's not going to build a wall. Come on, man. He can't build a wall. It's not going to happen. Really? Why? Why? I mean, the Chinese built the wall 3,000 years ago. It's pretty effective. We built the Panama Canal. Right? That was pretty amazing engineering feat. Hell, look at Mount Rushmore. If you want to look at an amazing engineering feat, made in America. So don't tell me we can't build a wall. Okay, we can build a wall. Why wouldn't we be able to build a wall? Oh, he's not going to build a wall. There's no way he's going to build a wall. And, you know, Mexico, they're not going to pay for it. Come on. He's going to build a wall. He's going to build a wall, and it's going to be a big, beautiful wall. I have to tell you this anecdotal story. But first, before I get to that. So the Donald gives an interview today with David Muir from ABC News. He got the exclusive. I want to play this for you. Now, the big thing for the media now, I love how the media concentrates on and obsesses on stupid things that have nothing to do with anything. But I think that's the plan. I think that's the plan for Donald Trump. He likes it. He likes just throwing them a curve and then they go with it, right? Now, of course, they're obsessed about who's going to pay for the wall. Because you said Mexico is going to pay for the wall. Now, listen, I want you to listen to this exchange with goofy David Muir. This is today. This is earlier today. Now, it's amazing the how the media has been so obsessed with who's going to pay for the wall. Okay, Donald Trump has said, okay, listen, they're going to pay for the wall. They're not going to, like, write a check. To those people that thought that they're going to just write a check. No, they're not going to write a check. There's other ways for them to pay for it. So I want you to listen to this exchange with David Muir, okay? Because he's so concerned.
U.S. funds to pay for this wall. Will American taxpayers pay for the wall?
Ultimately, it'll come out of what's happening with Mexico. We're going to be starting those negotiations relatively soon, and we will be in a form reimbursed by Mexico, which
so they'll pay us back.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
So the American taxpayer will pay for the wall at first?
All it is we'll be reimbursed at a later date from whatever transaction we make from Mexico.
Mexico's president said in recent days that Mexico absolutely will not pay, adding that it goes against our dignity as a country and our dignity as Mexicans. He says,
well,
quite simply, they're not paying.
Dude, I think he has to say that. He has to say that. But I'm just telling you, there will be a payment. It will be in a form, perhaps a complicated form. And you have to understand, what I'm doing is good for the United States. It's also going to be good for Mexico. We want to have a very stable, very solid Mexico.
When does construction begin?
As soon as we can. As soon as we can physically do it. We're
within months?
I would say in months, yeah. I would say in months. Certainly planning is starting immediately.
They're so concerned about who's going to pay for the wall. Who's going to pay for the wall? Yeah, I don't recall... remember Barack Obama? Remember the shovel-ready jobs? Remember the stimulus packages? How many stimulus packages were there? And you know, and remember how they talked a lot about the infrastructure? They were gonna build infrastructure, shovel-ready jobs. What happened? Did that ever happen? No, never happened. Never actually happened. But now the media is concerned about, like, oh, who's going to pay for the wall? They weren't concerned about who's paying for the shovel-ready jobs. They weren't concerned about who's paying for infrastructure. No. Who's paying for the wall? What, are you kidding me here? He's building a wall, okay? He's actually going to build the wall. Think about it. What, this is what, day three? Day three of the Trump presidency. And he's already gotten more done in 3 days than Obama's done in 8 years. Folks, this is going to be like Christmas every single day. You're going to wake up and you're going to have a new gift under the tree to unwrap. Today it's the wall, sanctuary cities. Who knows what tomorrow brings? But it's all Make America Great Again. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you feel down and out, sing a song. Edward Woodson Show.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
back to the show. The number here is 877-317-6432. The Trump tsunami has hit Washington. The Trump administration's frenetic pace right out of the gate has confounded Democrats and kept the national press on its toes. Jonathan Carl, the ABC News chief White House correspondent, tweeted this. Incredible pace of activity in the Trump White House in 1 week. When have we seen a public schedule as packed as yesterday's and today's? Entering his first full week in August, President Trump has issued executive orders clearing the way for the Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines, pushed for relief from the cost imposed by Obamacare, reinstated a ban on public funds for international organizations that perform or advocate for abortion, and freezing both new regulations and federal hiring. Now, look, I had this conversation with somebody earlier today. People are going crazy about, reinstated a ban on public funds for international organizations that perform or advocate for abortion. Okay. Listen, regardless about how you feel about abortion, I don't want to pay for, why would we send public funds to international organizations that perform or advocate for abortion? Why would we do that? No, that's insane. I mean, look, Planned Parenthood's one thing, but you're telling me, and I didn't even know this existed, you're telling me that we're sending money to international organizations, public funds to international organizations that perform or advocate for abortions? What, are you kidding me? No, that has to end. And, of course, the executive orders pertaining to immigration, especially the extreme vetting that Trump promised would take place with migrants from selected countries deemed to pose a disproportionate terror risk, are expected to be announced today. He's even reshaped how the White House deals with the press. Think about it. Instead of calling on, see, the tradition has always been you call on AP first. No, now he's calling on non-mainstream news outlets. First at the daily briefing. He's picking them. He's leaving the wire services and the major TV networks waiting. And of course, he formally pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership on Monday. More significantly, he started the ball rolling on renegotiating NAFTA. Here's what Trump said today, according to the Poole report. We're going to put a lot of people back to work. Of course, I reported yesterday that he met with labor union leaders, most of whom endorsed Hillary Clinton last year, and rank-and-file members, most of whom voted for Donald Trump, at the White House. A man by the name of Douglas McCarron, he's president of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters. He said, it hit home for the people who have been hurting. Sean McGarvey, president of North America's Building Trades Union, was later quoted as describing it by far the best meeting he'd ever had in Washington. These construction unions might be willing to make common calls on Trump infrastructure spending. In fact, House Speaker Paul Ryan is set to carve out space in the budget for an expansive plan. Business leaders had their turn meeting with Trump as well. While the president promised to improve the business climate with fewer regulations and lower taxes, he also reiterated his threat to get tough with companies that move American jobs overseas. The CEOs in attendance seemed to get the message. All this has taken place as the first Trump cabinet picks have been confirmed by the Senate in bipartisan votes. James Mattis was confirmed as Secretary of State by a vote of 98-1. John Kelly was approved as Secretary of Homeland Security, 88-11. Even Mike Pompeo, the conservative Republican congressman from Kansas, whose nomination proved a little more controversial, won 15 Democrat votes on his way to becoming CIA director, including Senate Minority Leader Chuckie Schumer and 2016 Democrat vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine. The Supreme Court nominee is coming next week. While many rank-and-file Democrats are downright outraged, Moore hasn't done to resist Trump. There was a big turnout for anti-Trump marches in D.C. and other major cities over the weekend, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They can whine all they want. They can talk all they want. They can say all they want. But it won't matter. Because this is what he's going to do. And let me tell you this. Because of the fact that, and I said this yesterday, because of the fact that Barack Obama never, ever knew how to negotiate or legislate or get any kind of consensus for anything. I mean, look at his signature piece of legislature. His biggest accomplishment was what? Obamacare? It passed with literally not one vote. Not one Republican vote. Not one Republican voted for the passage of Obamacare. And so because Obama didn't really care about any building of consensus or any bilateral support for anything, even though they talk a big game about it all the time, within the next 30 days, I'm going to make a prediction to you. It will be as if Obama never existed. Literally. Because what has he accomplished? Every single executive order is now being reversed. Obamacare is in a death spiral. If left to its own devices, it'll just peter out. But they're going to get rid of that too. Is he going to build the wall? Is he going to build the wall? Yeah, he's going to build. He can't build the wall. Come on, he's not going to build a wall. He doesn't really mean that. You people, come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's actually going to build a wall. In fact, I was told by the people within the Trump campaign that that was the first major thing they were going to do, was build the wall. Okay. Here's where liberal heads explode. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
T-shirts! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Yeah! Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming me?
Redeem a full of conscience.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. I get wicked. The crew to you to put the back to back attack. So I sack and tap and slack the Mac. Now I'm ready to mic it. Hear my favorite tism, Rolo. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Laser Anastasia Major. Ways to blaze your brain and train you.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Don't believe the hype. Give me a call, 877-317-6432. That is 877-317-6432. All right, I got to share with you a story, because this is ironic. What happened to me today? This is personal. My own personal anecdotal story, and it fits in with really the wall. The black voter, everything. Okay. So, and this is, I cannot tell you the irony of this. So, this morning, I get up in the morning and, you know, I've got, I live in Florida and there's constantly, palm fronds falling all over the place. You know, if you live in South Florida, you know this. There's always, palm fronds falling all over the place. And I have a pretty, my backyard is, how should I put this? It's very woodland and rustic, okay? I've got a lot of vegetation in the back. It's almost like a woodsy area, my backyard. So anyway, I got up this morning and just picking up some pond fronds and was going out and noticed that the trash truck. Now, in my neighborhood, there's the guys that come with the trash, right? They pick up the trash, and then there's also one of the sanitation workers also is in charge. About once a week, they come and they pick up debris, right? I don't know if they do that in your neighborhood. They pick up debris, right? So today was a day where the guy came and he picked up the debris. And I know all the trash guys, all the guys that drive the trash trucks. I know them all the brothers, okay? And I'm not, listen, I am not stereotyping. It just so happens that, you know, most of them are black men, okay? So, now, and I know them all because, I used to walk my dogs all over the neighborhood. I'm always, like, running or biking around there. But I know all the, I know all the trash guys. They're my peeps, okay? So as I walk up to add some more of my palm fronds on the pile, he's kind of like sweet cleaning up. And so I was like, yo, what's up, bro? And he says to me, first thing he says to me, this guy, he goes, yo, man, when's he going to build the wall? And I was like, huh? He goes, when's he going to build the wall, man? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And obviously, he, you know, he knows me, but, you know, I've never spoken to this particular guy. I've never spoken politics to him, right? I mean, I've exchanged pleasantries with him, said hello. He must have, I'm sure during the election, by the way, during the election, you know, I had my my Trump sign out in the yard, you know, one of the only ones in the block. Myself and then my neighbor two doors down. We were the only two on the block that had our Trump signs, okay? So he says to me, he goes, listen, he goes, well, when's he going to build the wall? And I was a little taken aback because I thought maybe he was just messing with me, you know? And he was like, serious. The guy was dead serious. He's like, yeah. When's he going to build the wall, you know? And the irony of it is that this is probably about, I don't know, 8 o'clock this morning. The irony is that this morning, shortly thereafter, Trump had made his announcement that he's going to build the wall. So I start talking to this guy, and he says to me, and again, this is all very unsolicited and very anecdotal. And he says to me, he goes, you know what, I'm sick and tired of all these people coming here illegally and taking our jobs. And then he says to me, he's like, look, he goes, you know, I work really hard. My wife and I, you know, we moved out to, you know, we used to live in Miami Gardens. It was a nice area. Now it's like gang infested. We had to move out of there. We were going to move to Miramar, but that kind of got crazy. So we had to move out to Pembroke Pines, right? He's telling me this. And he's like, I'm sick and tired of, you know, people coming to America and taking advantage of the system and taking our jobs. And he says to me, he starts telling me, he goes, you know, he goes, they're going to have to make some kind of a registry of people that are here illegally. And then you turn them in. And I was like, wow. And then he says to me, he goes, yeah, and all the people that hire those illegal workers, they should be fine. This guy, I'm like, wow. This is the guy that's picking up the, you know, debris. Drives the truck. And not to belittle him in any way, because he was a genius, the guy. Smarter than any of these cats in D.C., right? He's Paul Ryan would do well to listen to this guy, have a conversation with this guy, because this guy was the real deal. And he said to me, he's like, listen, he goes, and all these people are taking advantage of the system. He's like, it starts at home, and you know, they've he started talking to me about the single parents in the black community and how they people keep having children. I swear, if you closed your eyes, you would have thought it was some nationalist talking. And it was just a brother, you know, driving the truck, picking up the debris in my neighborhood. And it was amazing. And then my other neighbor comes out and she says to me, she goes, oh yeah, he's a big Trump supporter, which I didn't realize. Right. So they've been, you know, probably spying, my house when they saw the sign, and they're probably like, all right, he's one of us. But the point I'm making here is that And I said this, if you listen to my show, I talked about this. I talked about the black voter and how the black voter was going to show up for Trump. And another thing he said, he's like, oh, and they say he's racist. He's like, this guy ain't racist. He never been racist before. All of a sudden he's racist now. He's not racist. He just wants to make America great again. He got it. Just like the out-of-work coal miner that lives in West Virginia got it. Just like the out-of-work steel worker that's in Western Pennsylvania got it. Just like the guy in Wisconsin got it. Do they have anything in common, these guys? Geographically, one guy lives in Miami, another guy lives in Wisconsin, another guy lives in Michigan, another guy lives in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, what? It's the same. You see, the media would have us believe that these people vote Democrat. No, they don't. This guy was a big Trump supporter, big time. And you know what? He said, I'm sick and tired of all this. I'm sick and tired of people bashing America. Now, I would venture to guess, although I didn't ask him this, and I might ask him again next time I see him. I would venture to guess that this gentleman probably voted for Obama twice. I would probably guess that. I'm sure he didn't vote for McCain. I'm sure he didn't vote for Romney. And my point is let these voters, and you're seeing this with the rank and file union members. I mean, you saw this, and this guy today was like, when's he going to build the wall? I want him to build the wall. This is a black man that drives a trash truck. Okay? He wants Donald Trump to build a wall. This guy goes against every single stereotype that the media has presented to us. He's American. He's American, and he has American values. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter what race you are, your creed, your religion. Everybody wants America to be great again because we're all Americans. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. You know why the Democrats lost in November? I mean, besides the fact that Hillary Clinton was a horrendous candidate. Identity politics. That's right, identity politics. Hillary Clinton was owed the presidency because she had a vagina. Likewise, before her, Barack Obama was owed the presidency because he was supposedly black. These were the things that got wielded as weapons against the American people for the past 8 years. Hillary Clinton couldn't be a qualified, competent candidate who just happened to be a woman, the same as Obama couldn't be a qualified, competent candidate who just happened to be biracial. No, no, no. For Democrats, they put all their chips on making straight white males out to be the great oppressors. And if those straight white males were also Christian, oh, no. After 8 years of a president setting neighbor against neighbor based on skin color or religion, crafting a narrative of rogue police officers out to destroy minorities. America used this past election to push back. So sick and tired of being lectured to and demoralized were the citizens that they were willing to elect Donald Trump. When Hillary Clinton promised more of the same, "Don't you just want a woman president?" Remember that? It became clear that Democrats underestimated what was going on around the nation. And I would add the media as well. And they still don't get it. At a recent Democrat forum to focus on race relations, candidate for the Democrat National Committee chair showed just how clueless they are as it relates to their trouncing in November. The forum, hosted by MSNBC's Joy Reid, included Representative Keith Ellison, the Democrat from Minnesota, and, of course, black Muslim militant Farrakhan lover. Former Labor Secretary Tom Perez, Democrat strategist Jimu Green, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Bettingig, New Hampshire Party Chairman Roy Buckley, and South Carolina Party Chairman Jamie Harrison. First of all, the DNC has to acknowledge and respect that black lives are responding to urgent social injustice problems in our country, Ellison said. What I would say the DNC needs to do is offer itself reform and make itself the kind of place that Black Lives Matter feels it can channel its election energy. Black Lives Matter, huh? Electoral energy. This is why they lost. Because they use identity politics to basically beat people over the head. Black Lives Matter is the last group that Democrats should be hanging their hopes on. Still, if you think the pandering could not get worse, Sally Boynton Brown, Idaho Democrat Party Executive Director, went pander supernova. She said, and I quote, "My job is to listen, to be a voice, and my job is to shut other white people down when they want to interrupt. My job is to shut other white people down when they say, when they want to say, oh no, I'm not prejudiced, I'm a Democrat, I'm accepting," she said. "My job is to make sure that they get, that they have privilege, and until we shut our mouths and we listen to these people who don't, to those people who don't, and we lift all, and we lift our people up so that we all have equality in this country, we're not going to break through this. It's not just rhetoric," Boynton Brown said. "This is a matter of life and death." Really? You're not speaking for me. You're not speaking for most of America. You're only speaking for yourself and your very select group of psychos. Now, you may feel that that is your job. That being said, it's not our job to listen. You're imposing your own bias and internal struggle with your life situation on others. And guess what? People don't like that. Most people are basically good, and they want the benefit of the doubt until proven otherwise. In the world of the Democrat Party, there are three groups of people. The victim class. This would include women, minorities, LGBT groups, and non-Christians. The victimizers. White, heterosexual, Christian males, or pro-life females, and the benevolent overseers tasked with doling out protection and entitlement programs to even the score against Democrats. All right, I'm going to go right to the phones right now. I've got Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. Tim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's a good day in Washington. I'm thinking Donald Trump is certainly checking the boxes of all the campaign promises. It seems like he's doing them like in the first week of being the president of the United States, Edward.
It's amazing.
Is that wall. He's signing an executive order to build the wall.
What are you talking about? He can't build the wall. He's not going to build the wall, Tim. What are you talking about? No way. He can't do that.
Yeah. That's the interesting aspect. Remember when he first ran for office, even his own party was talking just like that, you cannot build a wall, Mexico's not going to pay for it. He's come out signing an executive order basically to start the process of building a wall to protect the borders of the United States. I have not seen anything like this, Edward, in the first week of somebody who's taken office to basically take what he said he's going to do and start doing it immediately. And certainly if you looked at the markets today, they certainly gave him a resounding yes of approval, you know, up some 20,000 points in the Dow. I don't know if you looked at that, but that's a record for some time
now. Yeah, I saw that. I mean, it just it's really amazing how you know what he's doing and the light speed that he's doing it. It's stunning. I mean, I have never seen anything like this in my life, Tim. When you have a politician that actually is making good on his promises, it's really a sight to see.
And even he's signed another executive order that he is going to start deporting the criminal elements of people who got into this country illegally, who are basically violent felons. People are going to be leaving the country. And so he is taking a look at those particular cases. He said that, you know, have to do with families and the whole aspect of that, which the left has, you know, tried to build this entire scare campaign. But nobody wants these, violent felons as our neighbors that came into this country illegally. I can't imagine that anybody wants these types of individuals in America, and now we're going to finally see some action on it. So it's going to be an interesting the next few weeks on what's happening. Meanwhile, on the other side, Maxine Waters came out yesterday and went after the media for being too nice to Donald Trump during the campaign and claimed that that's what basically got him elected because we, us in the media, we were not hard enough on Donald Trump.
Oh, I love every day is Christmas, man.
Well, she and her fellow Democrat Nancy Pelosi have consistently not looked at their own political party. And the one thing I really find astonishing is that the Democrats are always saying the Republicans had all this time to build, you know, change Obamacare.
Right.
Propose a new plan. They are. The Democrats know that there's problems, but do you see the plan proposed by them to fix anything? I don't think so.
No, nothing. All right, Tim. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. We got to cut you off, unfortunately. You know how this works.
Okay,
I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for coming on the show. Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. Do not go anywhere.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.